Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 268. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is episode 268.
Oh my God, Manny, do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
Next week we get to 69. Oh my God!
To 69. That's right. And then the one after that would be 270. That's right. Yeah, and welcome everyone. We're here, located in Houston, Texas. And we're just here, me and Ray, just two friends just talking about stuff and talking to people, talking to bears. And actually, in this episode, we have an interview with people from Australia.
That's right.
Yeah, they're the Harbor City Bears. Really nice. You can check them out at hcbears.com.
That's right. And I learned some new words, so now I'm trilingual.
Really?
That's right.
Like what?
I can talk in English, Southern, and Australian.
Australian now.
Good day.
Good day. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Yeah.
Go down to the pub and get a pint.
I love those hot accents. Oh, gosh. Did you hear them?
I love that hot man. He was cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The three of them are hot. Yeah, we had Matt and Johnny and John. Yeah, they joined us in the show. Anyway, okay, so how about some weekend updates? So what's going on, Ray? What did you do this weekend?
Well, me and Buddy have been sitting around the house, editing some videos, doing some cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Donald made it back into town Thursday night, so went and picked him up at the airport and got him some margaritas and some fajitas because he was tired of Italian food. He'd been in Italy for a month. Poor boy. I hate it for him. He said, I need some real food that's not Italian. So.
Wow, he's complaining about Italian food, eh?
Yeah, he lost weight while he was over there. Scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I haven't seen him for some time since, not even during Bear Watch days.
Well, he left the day of my birthday. I mean, he left to fly out to Italy on May 12th and just got back Thursday. So,
any Italian bears out there listening? Would be nice. Hey, actually, this weekend I drove to Austin and met up with my friend Jeff, and we went to the RCC. I think it's the Rainbow Cattle. I keep forgetting the name. RCC, Rainbow Cattle Club. Is that the bar? I'm not so sure, but that's the club we went to, and met up with a couple of bears there. The Lone Star Bears. I met up with the Lone Star Bears, and actually, Rich and Dave were there, so I got to talk to them. I've known them for some time now, and we got to talking. Also, I got to see Josh, who was originally from Tennessee. I met them at Bear Jam about 2 years ago. He's from Tennessee, and then I met him. I didn't recognize him with a full beard. And
a lot of people from Tennessee these days. It's kind of interesting.
It's interesting. All these people from Tennessee. And who else? Jake, of course. Jake, we got met up with Jake. And Tim from COL. He was there. Josh got to talk to him on the phone. And come over here, Tim. We're at the RCC. So yeah, thanks, Tim, for showing up. Okay, so what do we have here? Who do we have? Yeah, we have this episode of with the Harbor City Bears. But before that, let's talk about Facebook just really quick.
That's right. They just did a little update so you can add what your username.
Yeah. Right now, if you guys are in Facebook, you can now enter a username. You know how you do it with bear.www.com/HughBearDad or whatever. You can do that now with Facebook. So if you guys haven't done it, go do it, because it's a vanity name, and you don't want, if your name is John Smith, you might be able to get facebook.com/John Smith. So just try it out. So Ray, what do you have there?
Hubert Dad.
So we're now going to change the links on the website, facebook.com/Hubert Dad, and myself, I use BR Chase.
B-R-C-H-A-S-E.
I chase a lot of biatches. Yeah, so facebook.com/brchase.
What do you say? He just chases squirrels.
Oh, really? It's a squirrel chaser. Okay, so now we are now going to go for the...
We're going to go down under.
Going to go down under.
We're at 7 a.m. there.
Uh-huh.
And he's got up at the crack ass of dawn. to do an online interview with us.
That is awesome. So,
or maybe just coming in from the bar. I don't know. We couldn't really get it out of them. They wouldn't really say. They've been kind of shy about it. But I feel they've been out partying all night and just, you know, kind of roll in to wash the funk off and get head on out to work or whatever they got to do or go to bed. So.
Yeah, that's probably it. Okay, so here's the HC Bears. Harbor City Bears.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And joining us today are the Woofy Bears from Australia, from the land down under, the members of Harbor City Bears. Welcome, guys.
Good day.
Hello.
Hey. Okay, so to introduce each one, first, Johnny. He's the president of... Harbor City Bears. Hey,
hey. Good day, guys. How are you going?
And John of, where is he? I can't find him. Okay, we're doing some video right now. There he is.
There he is. Okay.
John is the web designer and of the Harbor City Bears. And Matt. Where's Matt? Hi, yeah. Matt.
Hello.
There you go. Matt is the resident DJ. He's helping out whenever there's an event with the Harbor City Bears. So how are you guys? It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I can't believe you guys are awake this early on a Sunday.
Yeah. Odd.
Is this your normal waking time, or does anyone have out of you guys gonna have to work on a Sunday?
I've got to work today, but yeah, not for another 2 hours, and then another 10-12 hours after that till I finish.
Yeah, that was Matt. Yeah,
I'm
Matt.
Normally tucked
so
up
you've
in
been
bed.
Busy.
You're normally
getting. Oh, really?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so Ray and I are here just to talk with you guys about Harbor City Bears. So yeah, tell us about Harbor City Bears, Johnny.
Yeah, Harbor City Bears, I guess, is the largest bear club in Australia. We have about 500 members.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a pretty big club. We started 15 years ago. Our anniversary is next year for 15 years. So we'll be having a really big celebration next year. Each year we run a Bear Essentials Festival, which attracts people from interstate within Australia, New Zealand, of course from the United States and America. It's a really big club, so we have lots of different guys. It's a friendly scene down here. It's you know, it's a good inclusive club.
I see.
You guys
do a lot of
down.
No.
Invite.
You guys do a lot of parties, a lot of dances, a lot of. What activities do you guys do as a club?
It's quite varied. So we have a lot of free activities. We train from walks, picnics, even self-defense classes we ran this year in conjunction with the City of Sydney. A big kung fu. But then we have parties every 6 weeks. Our big party we've been running this year is called Chunky. That's a pretty inclusive party. We advertise it as a party for beefy blokes. Furry studs, cute cubs, and hot daddies. So everybody's welcome.
The type I like. Awesome.
We have
a question for you guys.
In Bear Factory, lots of other
events coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I read that on your website, Bear Factory. I like the graphics. I think, John, did you do that?
Oh, no, that wasn't one of mine. I posted it on the website.
Oh, okay, you do. You do a great job, and I love your website. It's very informative. It's very clear, very easy on the eyes, and there's lots of information about that on the club. And when you guys have an event, that's when Matt comes in, when you do the DJing. Is that what you just do?
Not always. Sometimes I'm volunteering and helping out with the parties. But yes, some of the parties, like Chunky, I've been DJing at those ones. They've been a lot of fun. With Bear Factory, I've been putting it together with Johnny as well. And yeah, so not all, most. But yeah, like to help out when I can.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Okay, we're going to ask about your event. It's going to be up next year. So
tell us about Bear Essentials. What is Bear Essentials?
So Bear Essentials has been running for 13 years, and so next year is a full team. It normally runs the week prior to the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. You guys have probably heard about that. This year with the Mardi Gras guys, they've made a bit of a change in that the Mardi Gras festival runs for 2 weeks. So now our Bear Essentials Festival is right in bang in the middle of the Mardi Gras, runs sort of alongside it. So it goes from the 27th of February to 6th, 7th of March. And it's kind of something for everyone. So we have our biggest event really is our Under Bear Party.
Yes, I saw the pictures of those.
Nice.
But we also have a really good pool party. We're going to have a harbour cruise. I mean, you know, Sydney is situated on one of the best harbours in the world. So we want to take advantage of that, show our guests Sydney. The harbour cruise is really popular. We also have day trips out of Sydney to the Blue Mountains, Hunter Valley. For us, it's not about having fun ourselves. It's also showing off a city to people who come from overseas or interstate. There's a lot happening.
It's a very busy time, but it's a lot of fun.
Is it? Yeah. Well, just so everybody knows, when it's winter here and we're freezing our butts off at Mardi Gras or around Houston, we can go down there for Mardi Gras and actually be hot.
Exactly.
So, yeah. We'll be thinking of you when we're laying on Bondi Beach in our speedos.
Like right now while we're freezing our asses off at 7 o'clock in the morning and you guys are in the warmth of Texas. Yeah, that's fair. That's
we're totally sitting here sweating our butts off.
Yeah, right. In.
So another event we do have is a beach party. So next year we are going to be having a Bondi. So that's something I'm really looking forward to, taking that to a more mainstream popular beach here in Sydney. Normally we've held them at the smaller beaches, but it's about time Bondi got taken over by the Bears.
So officially taken over.
Well, that's always fun when let's see, for Bear Watch this year. We probably had about 70 bears walk up on the beach at one time.
Yep.
All the straight folks got a little scared, but they started partying a little bit later.
People get scared when they see a huge group of big, hairy men walking up and down the beach. It's like, okay, there's going to be something going on here soon.
Especially a group of big, hairy men in Speedos and thongs.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's
nice.
Obvious.
Some people get a little scared.
Yeah. And there are times when we would see, two girls in bikinis and they're walking around and would see us, and then just everybody staring at them. Hey, where's your brother? Where's your dad? We want to see your dad.
Yeah, you do that here with the girls and their boyfriends. It's like, yeah, step aside.
Yeah, that's right.
Twitch the bitch, make them twitch.
That's right. So this Bear Essentials happens on the every Pride Week for you guys.
Yeah. So, that is awesome. So Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is Australia's equivalent of Pride. So it takes place in summer, February, March. So Bear Essentials used to take place the week before, but because of the changes they've made, we're now in the middle of all those festivities. So, it's really good because we work together and complement each other. So it's really busy in Sydney then. It's really popular. It's the time to come. And it's great weather as well. It's really warm.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. So, let's point our listeners here to the website. So it's going to be at hebears.com. That's the website everyone to look at for your events.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody out there, go to hebears.com and check out our friends here, Johnny and Matt is going to be there at
I'll have to go back through the pictures now that I've seen Matt's face and see if I can find him in the underwear pics anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
there's one a few years ago where I ended up in a German bear magazine. That was pretty interesting. But
oh, you were? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Any of you guys have been to, besides you, Bear Magazine is always getting from Australian models too?
Yeah, there's a few.
Also Bear Films.
Yeah, Bear Films.
Bear Films. Probably Bear Films. Yeah, that's right.
And also Dan.
We're hoping Bear Films will come and visit us in February during Bear Essentials.
They have been invited.
Yeah, they've been invited. So
it's been invited.
We want more Aussie bear porn models.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Representing us.
How about, I remember the last Pride there, Kathy Griffin was there. Was it the just last Pride?
I think it was. She wasn't one of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think the last one, yeah, and Margaret Cho was the year before. And
yeah, then Margaret Cho.
Yeah, Margaret Cho was there too.
All that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, Kathy Griffin was here. I didn't get a chance to see her. I saw Margaret Cho. She was hilarious. She's so good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We love watching her here.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
The Pride Festival here, Mardi Gras, it sort of has a – it culminates with a parade that happens at nighttime. So that's something that's a little bit different. I guess a lot of the pride parades around the world, ones I've been to, are usually in daytime, but in Sydney it happens at night. So
it's the biggest nighttime parade in the world,
yeah,
Mardi Gras.
That's what they say. Yeah. We get about 500,000 people coming out on the streets and just to walk.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's very liberal there. It's, I guess gay marriage is it's legal there, right?
No, not at all.
No, it's not.
No, not yet. No, but it's not legal.
In the state that Sydney's in, which is New South Wales, yeah, our relationships are recognised once you've been living with someone for a set period of time. So it's the same as if you were straight. But as far as gay marriage is concerned, no. A couple of years ago, the Australian Federal Parliament actually voted to define marriage as between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. That was supported by most of the political parties here. So we're a long way. We're very far.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah, same boat here.
Yeah, so. Here in the U.S.
That's all right. It's going to happen one day.
Go ahead.
Guys, when I was looking at stuff on the website and some of the events y'all got coming up, I kept seeing hotel this, hotel that. What's the deal with that? Are all the bars and hotels there? Or is that just how it worked out?
Interesting you picked up. I guess that does confuse our American friends. Hotel is just the Aussie word for a pub. Or a bar.
Okay.
Establishment.
I think it's because years ago, back 100 years ago, you could only get a liquor license if you offered rooms so people could sleep off their booze habit.
In case you get drunk, you get a room. Yeah.
No, they're just called hotels. It is confusing.
Oh, okay.
No, that is a good idea.
Well, I was wondering. Well, maybe they got a bunch of parliament houses down there.
you don't want to stay in that one.
The number one bear bar in town is the Flinders Hotel. So that's where you catch us every Friday and also on Sundays now as well.
Okay.
Yeah, bears on Sundays has been going really well. It's something new, something different. Giving people a bit of choice to choose from. If they can't do a Friday, now they can do Sunday. Fridays are really good. They're really busy. Yeah, and Sundays are starting to pick up too, which is really good. Even though it's cold, they're actually really good.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's good. The busy nights here are usually Friday nights and Saturday nights.
Yeah,
Friday and then Saturday nights. I guess early Sunday afternoons. And then usually by 7 or 8 o'clock, it kind of dies down. So,
yeah.
And the bar closes at 2. I mean, there's no more liquor. Not really closed, but they can't serve alcohol after 2 o'clock. And
not in Sydney.
That's kind of
it's very different here. We don't have those 2 o'clock closings.
We have lockouts, but that doesn't really count.
We could go out. You could go out on a Friday, and you could stay out until probably Tuesday if you wanted to. There's some bars with 24-hour licenses.
I see.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Oh, let's go to like New Orleans. Okay, let me ask you guys, have you guys tried going out in the bars and actually wait for the sun to go out and still drinking?
Yeah.
You mean like in the night or in the morning?
Like probably all throughout the night until the morning, until you see the sun, you're still drinking.
Most weekends, right?
Yeah, Johnny and I usually pull out at this time.
That's quite normal.
That's every
weekend.
We're usually just coming home, and it's pretty late right now.
For instance, our chunky party, which we hold probably about every 10, 12 weeks, that starts at 9 p.m. It goes till 6 a.m. And then people get in taxis from there to go on to another club.
To do day club.
It's a day club, and that goes to about 3 p.m. on the Sunday.
And then you can go from the day club to the afternoon club. That takes you into a night club.
Aussies like the party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the Philippines, we have something different. Like if you go until the morning after you drink booze and then you see the sunrise and everything, it's always sunny, everything. Oh, it's time to go to church.
gay church. Sunday. We go to gay church every week.
Go to gay church.
Very religious in that regard.
Yeah. That's right. So any of you guys have gone to the U.S.? John, have you gone over here to the U.S. before?
Yeah, I go over to the U.S. pretty much every year. So I've been to IBR to Bear Pride, Convergence parties. Yeah, definitely went for ball.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, let me get it straight. You guys are from different countries too, yourselves, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's run it down, John. Let's run it down, John. How about you?
In Sydney, about 1 in 4 people are born overseas.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a really multicultural mix of people here in Sydney. So
and we're a great example.
We're a great example. So John's from Canada. Me, Johnny, I'm from the UK originally, but I've lived here for about 15 years. And Matt's a local boy.
Yeah. I'm the original.
Oh, Matt. Here. The real Aussie, the real one.
Yeah. You get one. As always.
We have one. Okay, let me ask you, are there any Asians in your club? I guess there would be. There's a lot of Filipinos and Asians there.
Yeah, there's Filipinos and Asians.
Yeah, one of our DJs at the party, DJ Man, is an Asian guy.
Yeah,
so he's
from Hong Kong. Very good. Yeah, excellent.
He's been doing our chunky parties too. So, yeah, we're a very mixed club. For even I should say diverse more than anything. You know, just different guys, different ages, different types, sort of thing of the bear community. It's really good. It's very inclusive.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. It's over here. We have the same pretty much in Texas, but I don't know in some states. I won't state any states right now here in the U.S. But sometimes, you know, they're mostly muscle bears and, yeah, I won't, like I said, I won't say any states or any cities.
They're big white guys and that's about it.
Yeah, that's it. So there's not much variety. Well, there are some like that. Yeah. But, okay.
You guys have numbers. You guys have a huge population. We're 20 million people in Australia. So our parties and our clubs are really diverse that way.
Mm-hmm. That is always awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I have a question for you guys. Tell us about King Steam.
John, you know a lot about King Steam.
Oh, King Steam are one of our big sponsors. So they're a really popular sauna on Oxford Street, which is like the gay neighborhood here in Sydney. They're really supportive of bears. They give all our members a discount, when they turn up there. It's really popular with bears and cubs and they're really supportive of the club. They give us raffle prizes. It's one of our great sponsors.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we're lucky we have quite a few of those guys that are really willing to jump on board with us and not only to give our members a benefit, but also to help the club out.
Yeah, it's very nice to have bathhouses to sponsor us, right?
Yes.
What do we have, Ray? We have, who do we have? We have it here in Houston.
You had to ask that so I could forget the name of it.
Oh, okay. what is it called? Unfannin. It's a club, not Club Houston.
No, not Club Houston.
You guys have only got the one.
Midtown Spa. We have the same. We have we give discounts to members. If we hand the cards if they show it, they have a discount or a free locker or something or free rooms on Wednesday, something like that. So, it's good to be sponsored by bathhouses.
Yeah.
Do you guys serve hot dogs and the food inside the chips? In the bathhouses there?
Yeah, during Bear Essentials, we actually have a sauna party at King Steam. So we have a party and they lay on lots for us free. So
they lay on the hot dog.
There's a lot of the hot dogs and everything. I know how to.
So in Australia, what are the gay hotspots besides Sydney? Where else do y'all go to frolic and have fun in Australia?
Well, I guess Melbourne, which is the second biggest city.
Okay.
Actually, got their bear festival coming up within next week, which is called Southern Hibernation, and that's a bit different. It kind of reflects their city as opposed,
it's a big social week.
Yeah,
it's really good, like pubs and dinners. It's really cool, and everyone seems to know each other, which makes it really good. It's very very welcoming. Like I did it last year for the first time; it was really good. And Johnny's going this year.
Yeah. So a lot of people will go from Sydney down to Melbourne. The other hot spots, if you go up to the north of Australia, of course, you've got a Great Barrier Reef, and it's just fantastic. So if you get the chance to come to Australia, you really should go up there just to experience the reef. It's just beautiful.
And the sharks.
Yeah, the sharks.
We get sharks in Sydney. You don't have to go far for that.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Crocodiles.
We've got the most deadliest creatures of any country, like or more of the most deadliest creatures.
And most of those just in the bear bars.
Most of them. Yeah.
They don't go too far.
You go to bear bars.
You need your binoculars.
But we don't get crocodiles in Sydney. I heard you asking that. No, we don't.
Or kangaroos.
Or kangaroos. No.
And not
kangaroos.
Yeah, we don't have
like Crocodile Dundee is not our dad, and we don't have kangaroos in our backyard. It's not as Australian as you think it is.
Maybe it's just the media, and really.
I just want to clarify: it's a prawn on the Barbie, not a shrimp. A prawn.
A prawn.
Yes. Paul Hogan lies. All lies.
It's all about the advertising, man. It's all about the
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You were talking about celebrities. I want to talk about that. There's this movie that came out of Australia about 2006. I think it's called Kenny. You know, starring Shane Jacobson. So he's really hot. Really effing hot.
Super hot.
Did you guys have a night out just to watch this movie, or?
I don't think
this mockumentary or.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen it, but I think he's hot. Like, we even Guys and Dolls at the moment.
We do have regular movie nights. Yeah, it's one of the things we run, but I can't remember if the club went to see that one.
That's not a bad idea. We like that, though.
I think
there's a great shower scene in that movie.
Exactly.
I have not watched this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, to the audience, we're talking about Kenny. If you can, find it on Netflix, or you can. Buy it. It's originally from Australia. It was a film in 2006, starring Shane Jacobson. It's a big bear, big burly bear, and he's talking about porta potties and toilets and stuff like that. And he's the maintenance man. He's a plumber. So it's a pretty hot movie. So you guys listening to this, just check it out. Kenny, they're from Australia. So how about profiles, guys? Where can people find you guys online? Do you guys chat online a lot? Johnny, what do you think?
Where can't they find us?
Yeah. Oh, you can look me up on Bear www. Johnny JONNY _Hotspur HOTSPUR.
He likes long walks on the beach, candlelit dinners.
John here is John CC everywhere. So
everywhere.
Me on everywhere.
And he means everywhere.
Even johncc.com, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Even as his own website.
And you can catch a lazy bear, so you don't have to go far.
Yeah. I'll be lazy this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys going through, that's in August, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be in San Francisco for Door Alley, and then I'm going to Lazy Bear for pretty much.
Oh, I'm jealous. I wish I could go.
I'm actually DJing at one of their parties there as well, so that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any website, Matt, or CDs that you've been producing when you're DJing?
I do podcasts. They can be found through my Facebook. Facebook is just under as Matt Effect, EFFECT. And also I am online on pretty much any bear site. There's Rugby Effect. So
Rugby Effect.
Yeah, I used to play rugby, but had an injury, and I'm like, just use that name. But anyway, my podcasts, they can be found through Facebook, and that's probably the best place to look for them. But I haven't really made CDs, but the podcasts seem to do the right thing. Easier for access for people to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Easier for people to listen and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're into rugby. I like watching rugby.
Yeah, it's all
the guys are really
good. Very. How many words can I put to it?
Very berry.
Very. That's a good one.
We have a rugby team here in Houston. I think it's the Roughnecks before, but I don't know if they're still around. But mostly.
There's a lot
It's a big attraction for bears. Yeah, I noticed that even here.
I played in the Bingham Cup in New York, and that was a lot of fun. There was just so many American teams and bears. It was like unofficial bear run or something. It was really good. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the gay rugby team here is called Sydney Convicts.
Sydney Convicts. Okay.
Yeah, they've now won the cup twice, like two consecutive wins back to back, and also, they've won the plate, and they're doing really well, representing us.
Wow, that is awesome! Wow. Anyway, so we're running out of time actually, and we really appreciate you guys being in the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and John, thanks so much for contacting us and making this happen, John.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And Johnny and Matt, thank you for joining us.
And we hope to see you guys down here pretty soon. Don't leave it too long.
Everyone, welcome.
We love you. We love you down there.
Australians, Americans. I'm speaking for myself, yes.
Please, everyone's welcome. Okay. February, March.
Yeah, details will be
Bare Essentials.
So we can dump Mike in Mardi Gras in New Orleans and head to Mardi Gras in Australia.
Yeah, we can go to Mardi Gras in Australia instead. All right. So everybody out there, check out hebears.com for more info. Yep. And now we will be right back for more Bear Podcast. All right, that was a great interview with the Harbor City Bears.
Yes.
Thank you, Johnny, John, and Matt for joining us. It's awesome. It's really great to talk to these guys.
I know.
They're really fun. They're a fun group. Yeah, and I can't believe 500 members, more than 500 people in a club. That's really, well, the one in Florida, they have about 800 the last time I was there. By now, they have thousands by now. But this club's 500. How many do we have?
99
members. Oh. Wow. Just amazing. Yeah, so thank you again, Harbor City Bears. Go to hebears.com for more info on their club.
That's right.
Okay. So, how about some comments, Ray? Let's see some more comments.
I got to say a thank you for, I threw that comment about sending me some nudie pics.
Oh.
Okay. As a joke. But somebody actually sent them, so thank you. Thank you, Claude. We appreciate that you sending that to me.
Okay.
Maynard's been like, oh, look at the belly.
That is awesome. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for the picture. Also, we have some comments. Actually, it's an email, a message to me by Thad. Thad was telling me about, it's Babalu. Babalu is going to be on I Survived the Japanese Game Show. It's going to be on, I don't know, ABC or ABC. It's ABC at Central Time on Wednesday. So, yeah, make sure you check it out. Babalu is going to be there. Babalu from the Buck and Babalu Show. They're going to be on TV. Yeah, I Survived a Japanese Game Show. So, yeah, 8 p.m. Central on Wednesday. And you'll see him he'll be on the premiere to show with a gold leotard on. He'll be wearing a leotard in the show.
Hot. Now, if you want to survive something, he should survive the Filipino Chaser Show.
Filipino Chaser
Show. See if he survives that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Speaking of Chaser Shows, we haven't done one.
Maybe we need to do one for 69.
Yeah, the next episode. Probably we can do that. But that next week, how appropriate. 269 is going to be the Father's Day special, though. Yeah, that's right. We're going to have a couple of... Yeah, a bear couple. I would say they're a bear couple, and they're going to be on the next show about Father's Day because they're special people. They have
Father.
They're daddies, not just the who's your daddy, but they're really daddies right now.
Not the daddy like me.
Yeah, Ray's a faux daddy. Okay, so one comment actually from Zach. We forgot to read about this. It's a comment on episode 266, Ray and Demons, Heroes on iPhone and Pride Month. Yeah, it's Pride Month. It's from Zach. I don't even know if there's a gay pride in Calgary, but even if there is one, I probably wouldn't go. Yeah, we were talking about that. We're asking the audience if they're going to the Pride Parade or not. Some people are not interested in going. They would rather do something else. And I don't know. I guess it's changed already how people treat Pride.
Well, I don't know. Houston's Pride has become very commercial. So
yes, exactly. Yeah, it's become more commercial. It's become...
And it's just, I understand Pride being in June, but it's too damn hot here. Move it sometime.
That's cooler. The way we do it at night now.
It's still hot as fuck. Excuse my language, but it is just hot as hell here in June.
Okay, so you're saying there was a poll before. Remember, there was a vote that they wanted to move it to September. Houston.
It's still
Pride.
Hot.
Well, that's right. It's still hot. But it's not as hot as June. Or is it the same?
It's about the same.
Wow.
It's the end of summer.
Yeah.
But more like October, November.
Dallas.
February, March, April, sometime then, when it's a lot cooler.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dallas has it on September, the first week of September, and it was pretty cool, I guess. Yeah, I remember that. That was, oh gosh, back in 1999, I think. We were living already in Houston. We went to Dallas just to go to Pride. But anyway, to continue with Zach. Zach says, a bunch of jiving muscle queens and men in drag doesn't represent my gay community. Exactly. Well, I kind of agree a little bit with Zach about that. But there is a percentage. What can I say? There's a percentage of drag people. And to continue, and I don't need some tanned up, spiky haired, over muscled pseudo twinks making me feel bad about myself. Whatever. I despise gay pride. Really? Wow. Why, Zach? Don't be too hard on yourself. Okay. To continue with Zach, as he says, I'm terrible with peeing in public toilets. If someone else is in the same public bathroom as me, there is no way I can urinate.
I had the same problem, Zach. I understand.
You're pee shy? Really?
That's why you should go to a stall.
You always go to a stall. Do you sit down?
No. No.
Hey, anybody listening out there, do you sit down when you pee? When you're home? Okay.
Well, it depends. If I'm getting up in the morning, yeah, because I just can't stand and focus. So it's just like, I got to sit down. I have to watch it. I'll fall back asleep sitting there and then fall off the toilet.
Okay. I should just say this. I'm going to say it. Okay. If it's 2 a.m., yeah, it's very, you're so sleepy, the lights are out, do you still stand to aim?
No,
I sit down. And you're naked.
I'll sit down.
You sit down, go ahead. Especially sometimes you have a hard-on. If you have a hard-on, it's hard to aim, right?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and sit down.
I'm over 40, I don't have hard-ons anymore. My life's over with, so.
No, it's just logic. Not that I do it often, but it's just that, yeah. Anyway, to continue. Final Destination Death Trip 3D has been renamed The Final Destination. I cannot wait for it. And H2 looks sublime. Well, that's a message from Zach. So thank you, Zach, for the comment. So yeah,
Zach, I saw Final Destination, the original movie, and it freaked me out so bad I couldn't watch it. I mean, it was one of those movies that actually I went home and couldn't sleep after that.
Okay, speaking of, is horror? Yeah.
It's
suspense.
It's suspense.
Very strong suspense.
But it's like one of these things that people are fated to die. And if they miss their fate, then the longer they live, the worse their death becomes.
Oh.
It's kind of like deal. And, and you find out that you kind of can map it out and try to avoid it and stuff. And all these people keep avoiding it and blah, blah, blah. So, but it was an interesting movie, but it just kind of freaked me out. I couldn't sleep afterward, the original one. So
I'd see it. I've seen clips of it, but not full. I have to watch the whole thing. Speaking of horror, we're going to watch Drag Me to Hell this afternoon.
Which everybody I've heard has given it great reviews.
Really?
It's not bloody and gory, but it's very suspenseful. The kind of where you jump and scream in your chair, kind of like a little girl type.
I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm going to watch it tonight. Yeah, I want to see it. You're going to watch it too, right? But not today, not tonight.
I don't know. I'll go see it, but I don't know if it's going to happen tonight or not. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be a very busy weekend for me. Oh. We're doing this on a Saturday right now because, yeah, we have to call the guys from Australia. It's actually 7 a.m. there on a Sunday, and I had to hurry down here from Austin just to record them. But it's great. It's really worth it. It's really awesome to be with the guys from Australia. But I'm down under. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
That's right.
Yeah, and watch out for the next episode. We're going to have a Father's Day episode. If you want to go... in the past episodes, for the past few years, always on a Father's Day, we interview fathers, gay bears who are fathers, basically. It's basically it, and their experiences. And last year, we had Gary and Andrew, and they were expecting a baby, and Step and James. They were
trying to adopt.
Yeah, so it's not... Yeah, in the gay community, there are people who want to be fathers. And I understand. Okay, so wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to comment, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and go to the official website at www.bearpodcast.com or call the voicemail line
at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. Okay, in the show, I'd like to hear from you guys, especially Pride. It's Pride Month. Yeah. Call us and tell us your Pride stories. If what do you think? Are you still are you going to attend or not?
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you did?
Are you going to march or not?
What's the craziest thing you did at Pride? What's the kinkiest thing you did at Pride?
It's not the time to do it. Don't you think that defeats the purpose? Oh, I mean,
I don't know. There's a lot of drinking and partying at Pride. And, you know, there's a lot of straight guys that are drunk. That, you know, they get a little enamorous, and next thing you know, they're in the sling at the ripcord, and it's all over with.
So. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, just call us. Give us a call and tell us what you think. Okay, so catch us also on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, we're going to be facebook.com/HubertDad and facebook.com/BRChase. That's the... I can't put Nard. I tried Nard, but they said there's a five... letter limit.
Okay.
So I could put Nard one, but doesn't sound nice. So BR Chase. I use BR Chase. That's my usual name in other chat sites. Okay. So thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.